this week we're continuing our short series of podcast interviews looking at the future of teaching and learning in the area of innovation, creativity and entrepreneurship. In this interview, Olga Kokshagina is talking to Jakob Hansen. And Jakob's a lecturer in the field of innovation, creativity and entrepreneurship. And he shares some of his perspectives on the changing landscape around this field and what that means for the way in which he thinks about and operates in trying to coach and enable students to learn. One of the good things that we're seeing occasionally now in this very strange COVID world is the occasional opportunity to talk to people face to face. And this was an interview carried out at the recent ISPIM conference in Valencia in Spain. It was a live event, which gives it a very direct character. Unfortunately, it also brings with it a degree of background noise, since this interview was recorded on a mobile phone. So with apologies for the sound quality, can I hand over once again to Olga?
Okay, so hi, Jakob. Thanks for joining us today. And I will talk a little bit about the future of teaching and coaching from the perspective of the educator and educator of educators. Can you please introduce yourself and what is your relation to, let's say, creativity, innovation and entrepreneurship when it comes to teaching?
Yeah, I can try to do that. So my name is Jakob Thompson from University College Lillebælt in Denmark. It's a university of applied science. As an employee at UCL in Denmark, I run a program, a BA program for innovation and entrepreneurship. We have 240 students, which 50% of them launch a company while they are in the program. And the last half is working as an entrepreneur and an already existing company. To us, we are focused on the teacher team and I, we are focusing on the entrepreneurial mindset. So really, we don't care if you want to start your own or you want to work in another one. To us, the mindset of entrepreneurship is generic. I've been working with entrepreneurship and innovation for the past 17 years, mostly with higher education in Denmark and internationally. I think the element of one thing is teaching entrepreneurship. Another thing is the pedagogical perspective of integrating entrepreneurial exercises into various curriculums. So to me, to build an entrepreneurial mindset, I'm inspired by a framework I found on a Baptist College in the US. So if we have a mindset which knows how to play, how to experiment, how to be creative, and knows how to emphasize, and also can reflect, you get an entrepreneurial student. So we try to do exercises with educators and also with students to enhance these five elements. And often it also, I'm from a business school, and when you say let's play, people are like this. But if I go to help or to public administration or pedagogics in general, if I say business model or revenue streams, they'll also be like this. So actually the element of play, empathy and especially reflection kind of enhances the teaching for all the educators and students.
That's beautifully said. An entrepreneurial mindset, I'm familiar with Babson's approach, is quite useful in that space. Why do you think it's important to develop this entrepreneurial mindset for all the learners?
I'm not sure I can make them entrepreneurial, but at least I can teach them how to teach entrepreneurial. I'm not sure they will be, but it seems like they are inspired. And innovation basically means to generate value for others or to enhance value. And I think the element of entrepreneurship mindsets, so if you're working as a nurse, I think the element of to create more value and future value for whatever you're working with should be in all programs. So if you see innovation as value, I guess all people would like more value. But to me, I guess the value can be either economical, social or cultural. So depending on what you're working with or what your passion is about, you should have an entrepreneurial mindset because you want to generate value. I think one of the, speaking about value, there's a guy called Martin Lakeus who still speaks about value for itself or value for others. And I also think one of the things which are really interesting for me currently is if you speak about you and me, it could also be us. So value for us, and that's why it's connected closely to the entrepreneurial education ecosystems where we collaborate together. But to know what value is, I think we need further dialogue, because I really think we can see the difference depending on what kind of role we're playing in connection to education.
I can't agree more, and somehow it makes me think about the role of the teacher itself. So you're talking from the perspective of the teacher, and we emphasized the importance of the entrepreneurial mindset for learners, different industries. But what about the role of the educator itself? Is it changing from your perspective or not when we put the entrepreneurial mindset at the core?
It's changing. I think another guy, I think his name is Gip, speaks about through embedded and through entrepreneurship. And I think the role of the educator, if it's about entrepreneurship, then the standard lectures of monologue is really, really good. But the way we see teaching and affected by COVID-19 currently, the element of blended learning kind of disrupted the learning of speaking in an auditorium. So I think the role for the educator is changing towards adapting to digitalization, working more with blended learning, but it changes into more of a facilitator among various actors in the education ecosystem. So you have to facilitate my head of program is Jane. Sorry, Jane, for saying this, but I need to adapt to her. I need to adapt to the companies, the professions which my students are going to work with or in the future. I need to adapt to the students, and I need to adapt to the community, and then we all have to mix it all together in something called learning process. So, in the old days, there were students, the curriculum, and the educator. Today, there is many, many, many more actors, which is a part of our education program. So the part, and also the cross-collaboration with other students and companies with various skills and co-creation part. So the element of only teaching business is not good, or it's changing. So we can't just do this by PowerPoint. We need to co-create and we need to facilitate. And that's why students need, or educators need, to emphasize. But how can we work, if I'm a business student, how can I work with a nurse if I don't understand? And vice versa.
Exactly, and therefore this notion of play that you have introduced a little bit earlier is crucial. And I know that you are developing a game. Can you please tell us a little bit more on how you're planning to use this game in your own teaching, and what is it about in general?
The game is called Ecosystem Canvas, and it's based upon a research article. I think the title is But it's about entrepreneurial education ecosystems, and it perceives upon value, dialogical relations, and learning. And I use it when I work with educators, and I work with my students, and also with external companies. But basically, it can be played by either actor in the ecosystem to enhance or brighten our understanding upon what drives an ecosystem. So one of the things which research based is that we live in an ever-changing environment. But what does that mean? We also know that that is driven by skills and research and development. There are various perspectives which drives the ecosystem and makes it move. So basically, the game is about the factors which make ecosystem moves, but it's a game because there are game elements within. So it's not like a dice but there's rounds and there are elements of gamification within the game. But I guess to be a bit strict, it may be more of a process tool for enhancing learning and value within the educational ecosystem.
Yeah, which is so needed in general. And you are talking about these ecosystems in the move somehow, and we are trying to think about the future of education. So imagine, I don't know, future of education in 10 years from now. What shall we expect, and what will be your role in 2030, for example, as an educator?
I think that we should expect in the future that, depending on, we will have more co-creation and we will have more blended learning, but for sure I believe that we need the entrepreneurship still, because I think the element of IT, the reality of a computer, and where we can speak with Amazon today, or we can speak with Google, I think more and more of that will come. Some much more will be a computer doing something, but the computer can only do what we tell it to do, at least that's what I think so far. And so I think the role of educators is more about facilitating people and make them try to understand each other. So I think my role as an educator will still, it will kind of be the same. Today I'm also working, we just had a session about living labs, and I had the impression that living labs is about universities, the municipality, and public institutions working as an integrated helix. But when I heard the session there, I only heard companies and students. I didn't hear the municipality. So I was curious about, am I in the right place? But I think the educator is those in the future who will be facilitating through the Helix framework and hopefully make them fit the curriculum, which also I think will change somehow. But it's, I think curriculums, at least in Denmark, is based about knowledge, competencies, and skills. So, what should be the future skills? What should be the future knowledge and the future competencies? I think all about the knowledge. We can all read that, or we can see it, or hear it. I think the blended learning perspective is for sure something there. But the elements of competencies and skills, we actually need to do something, and that's where entrepreneurship comes, because doing things through entrepreneurship or embedded entrepreneurship is where the competencies and skills are.
So yeah, how to leverage entrepreneurship in order to develop skills and prepare learners for the future. That's pretty much at the core of what we are doing here. And I think we are coming to the end. Is there anything else you think is important in terms of shifts within the educational space, or approaches that you use that are worth mentioning? Or anything else you would like to add?
I think the element of digitalization. One thing we learned through COVID-19, that we all became digitally really, really fast. But I think the majority of educators and students also learned that 100% digitalization isn't that great. We need the dialogue, and we need the physical contact, and we need, there's the speed within reflection, and the actual being present brings better learning, because I did a lot of laundry when I was online, and I think the element of being present, we need to be that for future educations. For sure, the technology will improve that we can be more present by working with reality and through the glasses and so on. So, but actually, of the dynamics between people is what we need to make better education, even though that we can be online.
That's why this ecosystemic approach that you're pursuing is quite valuable. So, thank you so much for your time, and yeah, we'll stay in touch.